WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Over the weekend, there were vigils, rallies, and protests around Wisconsin after immigration agents shot and killed a woman in Minneapolis. Melissa Kay takes us to one of those events in Wisconsin Rapids.
Several dozen people gathered on the corner of Lincoln and the East Riverview Expressway on Saturday to protest. Organizer Chris Dauenauer.
We are out here protesting every week for the actions of the Trump administration. We don't agree with them. But we're here especially today because of the brutal killing of Renee Good.
Good was shot Wednesday by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. Paula Clavin said what ICE agents are doing is awful and abhorrent.
They need to take their masks off, they need to identify themselves, and they need to stop being so cruel.
Clavin compared what is happening currently to what happened during World War II.
Having read about what Germans did, and they ignored things and let it be, saying it's not my business, oh, it is our business.
Mark Clavin voiced concerns about politicians going along with the current administration.
The fact that the GOP is not trying to slow this down, all this stuff that Trump is pulling, just proves that they are complicit in it with him and that they don't care about the American people at all.
Clavin also commented on the situation in Venezuela.
And then now they're going to take over the oil there and then they're going to sell it. And Trump is going to put it into offshore accounts that only he has access to. Explain how that's legal. I don't get it.
Several at the protest mentioned the positive response from people driving by and people attending, including Pam Berg.
The bond all of us share here is incredible. We come from all walks of life, and yet anyone could walk up to us and we would greet them with open hands and arms.
A new report shows many Wisconsin students don't feel like they belong at school. The State Office of Children's Mental Health released their annual report on kids' mental health earlier this month. The report emphasizes a sense of belonging for students. From 2013 to 2023, there has been a 37% drop in Wisconsin youth feeling like they belong at their school. The rates of belonging are worse for marginalized groups. The report shows the number of students with major depressive episodes continues to increase, jumping from 16 to 18% in the last 5 years. There has also been an over 10% increase in the rate of young adults who have a mental illness. The office also reports some improvements statewide. Since 2024, there has been a slight decline in LGBTQ youth considering suicide in Wisconsin, dropping from 42 to 39%. And compared to 2020, foster care placements and teen pregnancy have decreased, and the number of adults with a college degree has increased from 31 to 35%. Wisconsin schools also have more mental health support services. The report shows schools have more nurses, social workers, counselors, and psychologists. Federal and state agencies are giving conflicting recommendations on vaccines for children in Wisconsin. The State Department of Health Services continues to recommend the childhood vaccine schedule published by the American Academy of Pediatrics. But the federal government has modified the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention childhood vaccine schedule, making vaccines against RSV, dengue, hepatitis, and meningitis recommended for high-risk groups only. Wisconsin Medicaid will continue to cover all recommended vaccines for eligible Medicaid members, including newborns. Six Wausau High School students are headed to Milwaukee to compete in a statewide business competition. The DC Ever students won top honors in a Junior Achievement Titan Business Challenge last month, according to an announcement by Junior Achievement of Wisconsin. The challenge is an online role-playing game where students act as CEOs in the cell phone industry and allows them to make business decisions, analyze outcomes, and strategize against competitors. The challenge was held in December at North Central Technical College, and in May, the students will head to Milwaukee for the next competition. Average gas prices in Wisconsin have risen 11.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.51 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 2.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 28.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.17 a gallon, while the most expensive was $2.99 a gallon, a difference of 82 cents per gallon. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has several big projects in the new year. Parks and Recreation Management Director Steve Schmelzer says the DNR continues to try and improve accessibility. The DNR is putting in accessible kayak launches and beach access mats at properties across the state, as well as track chairs that make trails more accessible. The DNR also plans to update their kiosks at state park properties so that they dispense a sticker on site so you don't have to come back later and redeem your ticket for a state park sticker. You can keep up to date on what the DNR is doing by visiting their website. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NCAA. The Wisconsin Badgers on the road at Minnesota. The Gophers with a record of 10-6. The Badgers now 11-5 after that huge win over the weekend against number 2 ranked Michigan. NBA, the Bucks are at home. They're taking on the Timberwolves. NFL, the Packers players beginning their offseason. Should Matt LaFleur be back as the head coach? I asked Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I believe so. I've had my fair share of coaches and people around this league that I've been around, and Matt's one of the best guys and people, like as a person, I've been around since I've been in this league. I reached out to him when I started seeing this, and I said, man, when I agreed to come here, like, you were part of the reason why I came here. I want you a part of this, and, you know, I love you. I think you're a great coach, and, you know, he appreciated those words, and we had a brief conversation, but Matt is, I think he's a great guy.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, a few flurries possible, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, lows down into the teens. Much colder on Wednesday, partly sunny, highs only in the upper teens.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.